Geraldine back in action this weekend after that good opening round win against Armagh.
Yeah, we're up against Galway, which will be another tough task. Like, the girls played them last year, like, but Micheál's saying there during the week, like, they've seven players changed from last year, like, so they've developed as well this year. They brought back players as well, like, so it'll be a totally different game than what they played last year.
How big a boost of confidence was it heading to Galway this weekend to win last weekend's game and put on such a good performance?
Oh, massive, like, but as I say, like, we just forget about Armagh now. We have 3 points on the board now, and we just concentrate now against Galway, like, because we can't just think now when we beat Armagh, like, because we don't know what kind of standard Galway is as well. Like.
Yeah, well, they're reigning kind of champions. They're one of the top teams anyway.
Oh, they would, like, even 2 years ago, they brought Cork to the replay in the league final, like, so they take the league very serious as well, like.
Yeah, and of course you met last summer in the championship, and you pulled off something of a surprise win.
Yeah, definitely. Like, everyone just wrote off Donegal even before the championship started. Like, so to win against a team like Galway was a massive boost to them.
And of course, unfortunately, you're without Yvonne McMonagall, who scored the winning point that day and turned in a huge performance.
Yeah, like, when you miss a player like Yvonne. Like, she's a massive player and she's unbelievable, but especially against a team like Galway. Like, but we done well last week, and we have like likes of Paula to come up against Galway as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that's Paula McGrory, who scored two of the goals last week and on her debut. So obviously quite a lot of young players coming through.
Yeah, like they're always coming through last couple of years, but this year like how they stand up because like there's so many good players that everyone's fighting for a spot. Like, and there's 30 out of training, like, so no one's guaranteed a spot.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, Yvonne is missing, but she's due back as well, and I think Aoife McDonald is coming back, so it's looking brighter for Donegal again this year.
Oh yeah, like, when we go throughout the year, we'll have stronger and stronger team, which will be even tighter to get a space. Like, that's better, because all the girls will be fighting for a spot, which makes it more competitive.
Yeah, well, when you look at the replacements bench last week, Kate Keeney, Shannon McGrady, just to name two of our regulars, and will be seen as regulars fighting to get on. Obviously, there is pretty keen competition.
Even like Ciara Hegarty and Amber, like Ciara Hegarty was nominated for an All-Star last 2 years, and Amber came on and scored a goal.
Amber Barrett, yeah.
So when you have players like that coming off bench, like, you know you have a good team, and you know like we're serious about this year coming.
So heading to Galway, as we said on Sunday, the game is in Tuam Stadium. Another 3 points, is that the mission?
Yeah, that's what we're aiming for, like, to get the one start in early on in the league, like, so we know we're secure. Like, but we'll take it. Galway is another game, and we'll go out and try our